This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, in terms of common errors in salah, yesterday we spoke about hastiness in salah. And we mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was critical of that salah, which is like the pecking of a rooster, where you're just going up and down. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned that the greatest thief is the one who steals from salah. Meaning, you steal from your postures. You're not completing your postures properly and thoroughly. So, if you were in every posture for a minimum of one subhanallah or 1 second, and your body came to a rest for that duration, then technically your salah is in order, but it's still not the appropriate way of performing salah. Salah needs to be performed with itminan, with ease, with humility. When someone looks at you, they must see a person who is totally conscious of the fact that they are in front of Allah, not a person who's racing through a particular ritual just to get it done. Now, the error that I want to discuss today is the aspect of passing somebody whilst they are in salah. We know there's a very severe warning which is sounded out in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if someone is performing salah and you cross that person, meaning there's no sutra, so there isn't something in front of that person like a pillar or a chair or something, then if you were to know the consequences, they are so severe that you would rather wait for 40 years than to cross that person. That is how severe the consequences are. So we must be careful. Sometimes in our negligence, you know, we don't realize where we're walking and we end up crossing people who are in salah. However, there's one important ruling that many of us don't know about. And that is that when there is a masjid kabir, when there's a big masjid, then you are allowed to cross if it is at a distance. You take Nurul Islam Masjid, this is a masjid kabir. Now if you're leaving from the first surf, and there's somebody reading sunnahs day in the 16th surf, you can't wait. You'll wait half an hour, especially after Jummah, if you're going to wait for everybody at the back to complete and say, I can't cross anybody. So in a big masjid, you are permitted to cross, but at a distance. Not so close that you're crossing between where that person is and the full extent to where his gaze falls. So say, we normally say in salah, you must look at where your head is going to rest. So if you're looking there, your gaze will fall maybe another one surf, maximum 1.5 surf in front of that. So try not to cross in that immediate vicinity of the person, but ahead of that, you can cross in a big masjid, because when you come too close, then obviously you're causing disturbance. So know the mas'ala, that don't cross a person because that is prohibited, but in a big masjid, you can cross at a distance. Now many people don't know that mas'ala, so you crossing three surfs in front of them, they're putting their hands out like they're trying to wave you and they're trying to stop you. That's also incorrect. If you are in salah and somebody crosses, that's his mistake. That's his error. You don't have to start your theatrics and gymnastics there and put a hand out this way and put a hand out that way. And sometimes the person really wants to physically stop you from crossing. There's no need for all of those kind of theatrics in salah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.